X-Ray, episode number one of Backflip. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Troy Kennedy. How is everyone doing? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. X-ray is one of the most commonly used forms of medical imaging in the United States. The technology uses very small doses of ionizing radiation to create an image of the internal structure of a body. X-rays penetrate most objects, including the body, but not the skin or other body parts. X-ray machines generate a small burst of radiation that passes through a body when they carefully aim at a part of it and take an image on photographic film or special detectors. X-rays expose body parts to low doses of ionizing radiation to produce images of body parts inside. X-rays are one of the most commonly used forms of radiation in the medical field, as well as in many other areas. X-rays are fast and painless tests that produce an image of the structure of your body, especially of the bones. X-ray machines send single radiation particles into the body and the bone rays reach all the bones in the body, including the brain, heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, pancreas and other organs. X-rays are diagnostic tests that use radiation waves, called X-rays, to photograph body tissues. X-rays penetrate the body, body tissues and bones absorb or block the rays in varying amounts, depending on the density. A computer is used to record images that have been produced on a digital X-ray plate. If the bone is calcium, which has a high atomic number, the X-rays are absorbed and appear white in the resulting image. To produce a standard X-ray image, a short X-ray pulse is illuminated and placed in front of an X-ray detector. This creates a shadow that is captured by a sensor placed on the opposite side of the beam pattern, just like holding a flashlight and casting your shadow on a wall. X-rays show the bone white, soft tissues show shades of gray and the trapped gases, for example in the lungs, show dark spots as they absorb radiation. Dense bone absorbs much of this radiation, causing more X-rays to pass through it, making it appear black. X-rays are imaging techniques that use small amounts of radiation to produce an image of organs, tissues and bones in the body. A person specially trained for radiological examinations positions the patient on an X-ray table or is placed on a table near the area of the body to be formed. When concentrating on the chest, X-rays can help detect signs of heart disease, strokes, lung disease and other diseases. A chest X-ray can also determine whether you have fluid or air around your lungs, as well as a number of other health problems. X-rays are a form of electromagnetic radiation that can penetrate the human body and they can be absorbed or absorbed depending on the type of material they penetrate. Dense materials such as bone and metal will appear white, while the air in the lungs will appear black. If you have ever seen an X-ray image, you will remember that it looks black and white due to the lack of color in the image and the black and white nature of its composition. The doctor will analyze the hard and soft tissues shown in the X-ray to determine the cause of the symptoms. Soft tissues such as organs and muscles pass through the X-rays and therefore appear black in the X-ray image. This is due to the dense bone material that absorbs the X-ray and appears white in this image. The radiologist usually looks at the results, interprets them and sends the report to the doctor, who then explains them to you. In emergencies, results can be made available to the doctor within minutes and there is no risk of cells in the body being damaged, which is extremely low. If you are exposed to X-rays, you are more likely to be diagnosed with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, liver, kidney or other organ cancers, and other diseases. Most X-ray examinations are thought to be of far greater benefit than the low risks associated with medically indicated examinations. Radiological information resource for patients developed jointly for a variety of radiological procedures. There is extensive information available on any disease or disease in which it is used, as well as information on the patient's medical history, diagnosis and treatment. The FDA's medical record includes a specially formatted card that allows patients to track their medical history when a new exam is recommended. This is all for today, friends. My name is Troy and this was episode 1 of Backquote. See ya next time.